Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So that's what he's talking about here in 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse number 54. Death is swallowed up in victory. He pulled that from Isaiah. And then verse number 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And I remember addressing this last week. It's like Paul is mocking death and the grave. And it's two. It's like, death, you didn't get me. And grave, you couldn't hold me. So either way, you're covered. Will be changed. In other words, the sting of death, it didn't get you. You didn't die. Not everybody's going to die. Some of us are going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Again, I talk about it all the time. I'm looking for the undertaker, not the undertaker. I expect to see Christ's coming in my lifetime. Now, I know my dad believed that. My grandpa, my great-grandpa, who was a preacher to God, he believed that. Down through the century, everybody believed that Jesus Christ would come through in their lifetime, and didn't come. And so today we read about in Peter where's those scoffer? The scoffer said, well, he ain't come yet. That's when Jesus is coming. I like that. So you can believe he's not coming, that way Jesus will come. Some of y'all get that, some of you won't. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And I have a note here, I mentioned it about that. When I was in high school, and I used to go to junior high at Westwood Junior High School, then went to Auburndale High School. Y'all could tell by my lack of education where I went to school, okay? Just kidding. That when we were at football games or something, we were winning. Our side, they have the visitors on the other side. And one of the chants that we would do is, na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, hey-hey, do y'all remember that? Goodbye. Then we do this one. Look on the scoreboard and see who's behind. You. All right. This is like Paul mocking that when he said, oh, grave, where is thy sting? Or death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? You didn't get me? Na, 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 na. Hey, goodbye. I can see that. Now, you won't read that in a commentary anywhere. I'm sure nobody's foolish enough writing that in a commentary, but if I write one, Danny, I'm going to put that in my... Death could not get me, and the grave could not hold me. Death and the grave has been humanity's enemy since the time of Adam, but now it's a defeated foe. Hope you get that. Let's move on. All right, now I'm coming to... Lisa asked me a good question last week about the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Okay. She asked him, I can understand the sting of death is sin because of one man, sin entered into the world, and because of sin, death by sin. That little part you could understand. Her question is this, and the strength of sin is the law. Preacher, what? I can't grasp that. And I told her I would tell her this Sunday what that means. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. We are no longer subject to... Remember, he's now talking about resurrection. He's past this life. Death, you didn't get me. Grave, you can't hold me. He's talking about not here now, but here now, but later. The hereafter. Thank you, Tim. We are no longer subject to the penalty of law of death. And we are set free from sin. We're not there yet. We still are subject to sin because we're in this sinful body. Let me ask you a question. Some of y'all are looking at me awful funny. Did y'all sin any this week? Okay. I know you hit my leg. How about, let's narrow it down then. How about yesterday? How about this morning? Colson, we're watching the grandkids because DJ and them are up in Nashville. Doug and them had them a couple of days. Now it's our turn to have Colson, Brody, and Addison, don't tell I forgot. Sitting at the breakfast table, eating pancakes. Boy, he loves sausage. He had one sausage, right? And then Colson said, I don't want to go to church. just out of the blue. Why do we have, how, then he said, how many times do we have to go today? And I laughed and I said to myself, that sounds like half the congregation at Westwood this morning. I didn't say that because I made it all, man, it's great. We get to go to church and we're, and Latrice piped in because she's the more spiritual one, but you know that than I am. She said, we get to worship God and sing songs and praises. She tried to make it spiritual, you know, and all. But it's so true because we live in this sinful body and even now. But it's talking about later on that sin is the ultimate cause of death and the result cannot be defeated unless the cause is defeated. And law shows us just how sinful we really are. Without the law, it does not. The law reveals to us the sinfulness of man. It's what he's saying. It's not talking about the here and now. He's talking about the hereafter. That when he talks about the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The law reveals to us just how rotten we really are. That's why the law is important, by the way. By the way, the law is just and the law is holy. The problem is the law, we cannot keep the law. The law is perfect. There was nothing wrong with the law. There's only one man who ever kept the law, every jot and every tittle. Who was that one man? Jesus Christ. So that's kind of what this is referring to, and let me move on. I got 3 minutes. And then here's the victory song. And I have on my notes, perhaps this is where they got the song, Victory in Jesus. I don't know, because that's in this verse here. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What victory? Over death and over sin. He gives us that victory. How do we get that victory? Through our Lord Jesus Christ, because of what he did for us on Calvary, because we accepted that free gift of eternal life, and now we're changed. Let me throw this at you, and I got one more verse, and I'll finish up. Again, I have a preacher that really, he listens to this broadcast, and he's going to hear this, and he knows who I'm talking about. He listens every day. But he doesn't believe in what I teach about that we're a trichotomous being. They were made up in three parts. God said, let us create man in our image. We're spirit, body, and soul, or spirit, soul, and body, physically, mentally, and spiritually. We're made in the image of God that way. Where was I going? I'm 65. Oh, okay. Thank you for that. All right. Do you know that right now you're being saved? Your mind. I have been saved. I am being saved. This is what throws him for a loop, and he's going to call me. And I will be saved. I have been saved on my way to heaven. That's salvation. I am being saved, being conformed to the image of Christ. Hopefully, David, that's sanctification. And one day I will be saved. That's glorification. That's my body. Are you following? A new body. And so it's at that point, thanks be to God. Matter of fact, Romans 8, we're groaning. The whole creation, all the creatures are groaning for that day, for that redemption. This body is made new. That's what it's talking about here. But, and because of that, verse number 58, and we'll close. Therefore, because of that, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Based upon this thing about the resurrection, that's what he's talking about. What I've taught you, this mystery and all, don't you quit. We're on the winning side. Amen. And your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Always abounding, it's an overflow to reach your full potential for the glory of God. Don't quit. Don't ever give up. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. And all God's people say it. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for the truth of your word, or for that glorious hope of your son's coming. Lord, it could be today. Lord, we look for that blessed return. But until he comes for us, may we be found faithful serving you and sharing the good news of Jesus with a blessed morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.